released a report on short-stay accommodation, which could change the way you book your holidays. Bradley Woods is the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association in WA, and he joins us now to explain a bit more. Good afternoon, Bradley.
Hi, Jo.
Bradley, tell us a little bit about this report.
Well, the WA Parliament's Economic and Industry Standing Committee has, for the last year, looked into the issue of short-stay accommodation, in particular unlicensed and illegal short-stay accommodation, which has been offered quite often people who let out their homes or investment properties or apartments and investment apartments, putting them through platforms like Airbnb and some of the other online platforms. And your listeners would be aware that obviously we've got an enormous state hotel and accommodation industry employing around 50,000 people a year, and that market has been substantially affected by the operation of a whole range of unlicensed operators. But also there's a question about the tourism industry offering the best product that's been regulated and licensed. Local governments have had lots of issues where residents have complained about wild parties and all the issues associated with that.
But this new report, Bradley, is going to fix some of that, isn't it?
Well, that's the whole aim. That's the aim of it, Joe, was that the report's desire was to find a pathway to ensure that there can still be a legitimate path for these types of properties to exist, but in a way that they are registered and licensed as well. So what they've recommended is that there be a mandatory statewide registration scheme. They require that organisations or companies like Airbnb display a valid registration number to show renters or holiday makers that this is a registered and licensed accommodation home or provider, that online platforms also provide data and share with government information or local government information as required, establishing communication mechanisms to do that, but also importantly setting and imposing penalties for non-compliance, those operators that operate illegally and continue to do so without registering with local government, and managing complaints for residents that live nearby for short-term rentals as well, and then giving local government the power to enforce this.
Yeah. Now, at the moment, I know you were talking about that there are some people that you couch as being illegally on these platforms. This will mean that people who are operating Airbnbs out of their home or that they're out of their investment properties will have to report to government what they're doing?
So what will happen is that the report clearly identified there's two types of accommodation here. There's hosted accommodation, that is someone has a spare room or a shared area within their home, and there's unhosted. So this is where people have got investment properties, they're vacant, and they're let out with vacant possession for a night or two or ten or whatever it might be. And around 70% roughly of the Airbnb platform or the WA data shows that it's in the unoccupied investment type style space, and about 30% in the shared. So there'll be different rules for the shared home versus the commercial investment property, but it will mean that they register and they meet fire safety standards that they meet. They might, for instance, be an apartment in a building and the body corporate has to approve it so that the other residents are not disturbed.
But it's not going to stop it, is that?
Not at all. Yeah. No, but it will mean there's a legitimate pathway for these Airbnb operators to continue to operate as long as they meet the right checks and balances, that the building codes, that the building standards require, and all of the other things that have been of concern, fire, safety, emergency, whatever it might be.
Because the reality is, isn't it, Bradley, in a state like Western Australia, we need to have private homes that are available to us. Families don't always want a hotel experience. They want bedrooms and bathrooms and kitchens and living areas and backyards. So,
and a good example of that would be the Margaret River region, where there's thousands of holiday homes down there. Now, probably half of them are actually licensed and registered as proper holiday homes that are complying with all the local government requirements, and particularly bushfire safety is important down there. But then there's another half that have not registered, that are not compliant, and are potentially a major risk to that region as well. And so local government wants to have proper standards to try and encapsulate and draw everyone in so that they're all doing the right thing. And that's a really good example of where they're offering a genuine tourism product, but we want to make sure that there's a legitimate path. pathway.
And there are a lot of people who love renting an apartment in a city that they go to visit, and they don't necessarily want to stay in a hotel.
That's right. And so we've got a lot of, in our membership, a lot of apartment hotels where they've been built for that purpose, where they've been structured for that purpose, and they meet fire, emergency, safety, smoke detection. The types of materials used in the building are all based on short stay accommodation versus long stay accommodation, which have different building code standards.
Of course. The
building code standards have been established over 100 plus years of around Australia, usually after there's been a massive trauma or there's been a fire or there's been some sort of tragedy, and those that write the building code say, right, we've got to make sure it's up to a standard to stop someone else dying or someone being hurt or trapped or whatever the circumstances are. So the building code reflects the minimum standards for construction to ensure that the purpose meets the safety standard.
And Bradley, how long do you think it's going to take before this all becomes reality? Because at the moment it's a report, so we know how slowly these things move.
Well, I think the report itself recommends that a number of the recommendations be implemented by June 2020. We know that in our discussions with the state government that there are concerns that ministers have held. For instance, Paul Papalia, the Minister for Tourism, reiterated this morning at another press conference on China tourism that he was concerned that that this issue has to be addressed. And so I think there's a strong view around government that this has to be addressed and implemented very soon. Airbnb has opposed it from the start. They've tried to oppose any registration. They've tried to oppose all of the requirements that have been recommended.
What about the other home providers like Stays and those that have been around for a long time?
Yeah, well, Stays has actually been very supportive of seeing registration and regulations implemented. They've played a very professional hand in this and have been very supportive of seeing standards lifted and about proper reporting and about proper registration and compliance. And Stays has been exemplary in its recommendations to the committee around a professional standard.
Of course, Airbnb is direct competition to your members, and a lot of people love it, love travelling and using Airbnb.
And they can still travel and use it, and there's no problem. So when they go to Barcelona, they'll stay in registered, licensed apartments that are regulated under that city. When they go to San Francisco, the home of Airbnb, they'll stay in registered, licensed Airbnb.
And that's already happening there, is it?
That's already happening, but Airbnb's opposed it at every step of the way in Australia. They've been forced into it in places like Tassie now. In WA, they will, they will go down that path. But, you know, the problem with this is that some listeners will probably say, well, we want to have an unregulated market because it's much cheaper. Yep. We don't care about the safety standards or the fire standards.
That was going to be my final question. What will it mean for the price of properties?
Well, for most properties, it won't mean a lot if they're already compliant with the right building codes and standards. For some, it'll mean that they have to get up to the right standard of having smoke detectors or proper fire and emergency systems in place. And for some, they just might not be compliant. It'll depend on where they are.
Yeah, so if they've done the right thing, they'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Bradley Woods, thank you very much for your time on Perth.